What is up, you amazing soul warriors? Welcome to this Saturday Night Soul live session with me, Reverend LC, on the Recovery Soul Food Podcast. This is season 5, the virtual mentor season. We've had a lot of great guests, and I've got more coming in. There's just been these couple weeks. I've been going through so much and so many changes that it's been so profound in my own life. And you know that I like to share things that I've been through and share ways that I've healed and am healing, and I always want to be real and authentic with you all, because I think when we're real and we're authentic and we talk about things openly and lay it all on the table, then things can't hide in the shadows. And speaking of hiding in the shadows, that's what we're talking about when we're talking about excuses. You know, we all use them, we all have them, but what are they actually masking? What fear or comfort are they actually masking? And how are they restricting and hurting our growth and even our growth, our life, our recovery, our achieving of the dreams that we have for ourselves? If you're a person that is in substance use recovery and you've been out there for a long time, you have this idea and belief about yourself that maybe you've screwed too many things up. Maybe you've made too many mistakes. The chips are stacked against you. Maybe you won't ever give this life all that you possibly could have if this weren't a part of your story. And I want to tell you, this is precisely the part of your story that is lending you to be on the path to your dreams, to your true callings, you know, whatever those things are. But they're only achievable, in all honesty, and soul growth and healing from within, which affects everything without and outside of us. All of that takes a level of courage that could be being masked by the excuses that we use. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about excuses. We're going to talk about how they hinder our growth. We're going to talk about what they're masking. I'm going to ask you some hard questions that I want you to take away with you this week and really work through and think about and see what comes up for you. Because we live the same old life when we're always asking the same old questions. You know, when we ask a different question, life becomes different. Not because maybe outside things change, but when we change, our world changes. And we're so in a space where most of us, for at least, you know, my generation and even after, we have had constant and consistent societal and media and programming that has us believing that the best days of our life have passed, and that we need something outside of ourselves to change our lives. And while things coming in from outside can help us, the only way we can ever truly embrace who we are as a divine sovereign being is to go within. And asking different questions is what truly, truly starts to bring that change in and about. So right before we get started with that, I want to thank you for being here. I want to thank you for doing all the things, the like, the share, subscribes. If you find true value in this content and you're able and want to consider becoming a monthly supporter, that just helps keep the platforms up and helps be able to bring this type of content to you, then you're welcome to go to anchor.fm/recovery soul food and click on the support. There are, you can basically choose your own package. They're not more expensive than $9.99 a month. Or you can do a one-time gift or donation, however you do it on there. I'm not really, really sure. I'm really new at putting this part out there. Also, you can help us keep going and growing by following us on TikTok at Recovery Soul Food and Instagram at Recovery_Soul Food. You know, we're all over Facebook here, and I appreciate all of the support you all give me. And I want to give you the opportunity to do something amazing for yourself and to be able to support people that support me so much. You can pick up this amazing book. I didn't come this far to only come this far by my beautiful friend and soul sister, Pamela Topchian. It's just such an inspiring book. You know, she's every woman. And this is an amazing book for people to read, especially if you still have those belief systems that maybe your best days are behind you, or maybe you're facing something in your life that you just don't feel like you can move past or create a new life for yourself. Maybe you're at the age that you think that you can't create this whole new life for yourself. And I want to tell you something. This woman right here is a beautiful example of how you just keep going and growing, baby. And you can reinvent and recreate your life at any moment and time. This is your life. And this book right here is a beautiful example of that. You can pick that up on Amazon. You can either type in, I didn't come this far, it only come this far. You can just type in Pamela Topchian, as she's got beautiful, amazing original art and journals and different things there as well. I urge you to check that out. Another book that I'm super in love with and so grateful for is Peg O'Connor's book, Higher and Friendly Powers. For those 12-step programs help, you know, enrich and change people's lives every single day in the millions. But for some, maybe the part that seems very God-centered and Christian-centered is just not for you, and it keeps you from moving in a direction that you feel like could help change your life. Well, this book is a beautiful answer to that. She goes back to the original philosopher, William James, who is the philosophy that Bill W. actually wrote the 12 steps on. And she actually uses it in that original language and original terms. And it's a beautiful book. And you can pick that up at PegO'ConnorAuthor.com. You can also follow Peg on social media at The Sober Philosopher. She is also a person that is like 35 years in her recovery journey, and she's a beautiful human being. And I'm so grateful to know both of these amazing women, these divine feminines that I've talked to you about tonight. And I'm also excited to get into this week's Saturday Night Soul session. So listen, if you guys are ready, then I'm ready. So let's go. Hey, hey, what's up? Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so grateful that you're here. I hope you're here in this space to be able to receive a message from my heart. I always ask to just open up and become a divine channel for what people out in the world really need to hear. So it's really not about my ideas or what I come here with the intent to do. I always open myself up to be just a channel for divine spirit and whatever needs to be said. So your energy lends that. So what's up, Brandy? What's up, Pam? I love you guys so much. Anyone else that's watching that I don't actually see right now, is because we're on so many different platforms and StreamYard doesn't show me all of them, but welcome and thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So excuses, right? Like we all have them. We all, you know, use them. We all, sometimes it takes a while to even realize when we're using an excuse, because excuses also, I have found, become a part of our deeper belief system. And it's our deeper belief system that operates our world. And we see that in ways that our, you know, our childhood beliefs are will come into play in our adulthood, or we'll see that the belief systems we formed during whatever parts of those childhoods we had, you know, that 0 to 7 years. I know everybody's getting old about stop talking about childhood trauma, but it's a fact. You know, it's a fact that it affects our lives, and it doesn't even have to be trauma. These can just be familial, generational belief systems that flow through us, and many times we don't even understand what belongs to us and what belongs to our family line or our surroundings, our how we, you know, who we surround ourselves with. And I think that a lot of our excuses basically come from some of the same places. And I think, you know, for me and personally, they masked a lot of fear by keeping me in a place of comfort. What I knew, the devil, you know, what I knew is that, you know, these excuses I had, which are sneak peeks of those deeper belief systems we are not aware of, they are hindering me. And at the same time, they're trying to mask this fear. So when I would give the excuse of why I don't speak in public or why I don't do those things, it was this fear that when I really backed up and looked at it from a different perspective, I realized that the excuse was just a form of procrastination and even became a form of self-sabotage, because we can talk ourselves out of anything that is uncomfortable. And that's what excuses are. They're us talking ourselves out of change. And right now in the world, your life is being just shaken up. Now, we talked about change, the power and possibility of change. And a lot of us are going through that. Many of us are being shaken into our next level of growth. And for depending on like where, what level you are in your healing journey, that can feel like a warm, fuzzy hug, or that can feel like the end of the world as you know it. And it's in those moments that it is so absolutely tempting to give ourselves excuses not to step into the new and the unknown. It's even an excuse that we use when we say we fear the unknown or we're afraid of what we don't know. It's just that we have a perception of change and the unknown as bad. We have this perception that knowing keeps comfort. And I heard something this week that will continuously, it's still rolling over in my soul. And it's so true that when we, you know, the body needs comfort and the mind just wants to know. And what we are as sovereign beings is we are the soul that is underneath or in conjunction with all of those things. And a lot of times we're giving excuses not to step out, not to go get that new job, not to step out in what we feel called in our purpose, because what if people don't like it? Or, you know, what if my family says I'm crazy for quitting this, you know, full-time job and going into painting full time, you know, like art full time, or something, or what if I quit this corporate gig and just stay home with my kids? You know, male, female, doesn't matter. There are all of these excuses that come many times in a place of blame, because it's easier to blame someone else for harming us than it is for us to do the work healing surround the hurt. And so when we heal around the hurt, it's scary. It's scary to dive deep into things that don't necessarily feel good. And when we're in a place of our recovery journey, and it really gets going, you really start getting going deep into that stuff, say going into year two and year three, because year one really is about learning how to navigate through life without that detrimental coping skill. So you're learning a lot of tools. You're in a state of panic and chaos because your entire world as you know it, your entire belief system is being shattered before your eyes, and you're trying to move through this great task with so much baggage. And baggage we don't understand. But when we get past that place, and I don't want to say past it, but when it becomes a little easier for us to go through things without picking up, or go through things without lending ourselves to that habit. And even if, you know, there is such a thing as an addiction to thought. We can truly get addicted to negative thought process, especially if we've had them for a long time. If you come from great trauma, there are a lot of things you had to do to survive. And in those times of survival, those seeds were being implanted into you so that when you move through life, you are seeing life through the lenses of that survival and trauma. And so when we talk about getting into like year two, when we're a little bit more easy, you know, a little more secure, a little more confident that we can work through life, because life doesn't stop coming just because we're having a hard time. And And then we start dealing with getting real with ourselves. And in order to start a real healing journey, that's the first place we got to start. See, I talk a lot about my life to you all that some people think that I'm just ridiculous, crazy for. Like, why would you share that? You know, like some things you just can't share. Well, you know, if this is where I'm supposed to be, then I feel like a lot of times some of the stuff that I go through and heal from is specifically for to share. Because there will be someone out there who's going through the same thing and feeling alone. And I think that it is very important and valuable when we share that, you know, high five recovery community, because we are creating a space where we openly share and attempt to be authentic. Now, you know, we're also in life and dealing with human beings. So ego can run away with that and people can get off course and off purpose. But, you know, that's a natural human occurrence. And only when we are able to call our own bullshit or to, you know, to be compassionate while calling out that our bullshit, calling out our excuses, it's only then that we can truly, truly heal. And when we look at the nature of excuses and, you know, what it is actually masking, then that becomes a question for you to ask yourself when you're in the process of either giving the excuse or the excuse comes to your mind. And I want to say, not all excuses are the same. Sometimes we can have an excuse because we just want to be lazy. Like, I'll give an excuse why I don't want to take the trash out and I just want to be lazy. But it reminds me, like, times like that, like moments like that, when it's just about the trash or it's just about, you know, something like that, they're still doing the same things. They're still allowing me to live in the comfort that I am, whatever space I'm in, but they're also hindering my growth. Because, you know, getting up and even doing small tasks over and over like that starts to retrain our brain. And what it does, and it produces confidence and self-acceptance and self-love, because we feel good after we get up and take the trash out. We feel accomplished, especially when we're able to notice the excuse in the beginning and get up and do it anyway. There is this real, you know, cellular, molecular thing that happens, this reward that happens between our brain and our body and our soul. And so, you know, if we can't develop a new habit if we hang on to a little bit of the old. So if I start my life today and I say no excuses, which I did in year 3 of my recovery, I said, okay, no more excuses. This is it. No excuses. Whatever excuse comes up, I'm going to override that, bypass it, and do the thing anyway. Because if an excuse is coming up, there just might be some amazing possibility and change in whatever it is that I'm truly afraid to step in and do, or whatever comfort I want to overcome. So, and as in everything in my life and in my healing journey, I listen. We have this habit of really being negative with ourselves. We expect ourselves to get it and stay with it and have it, and never have to go through that thing again. And that's not real life. And it's a detriment to us whenever nobody's talking about stuff like that. And so we get in that space and we feel like we're all alone. Like, what's wrong with me? And we can be evil with ourselves. Sometimes we can be more harsh on ourselves than we would anybody else. And like everything, I try to create a strategy around listening to what it is that my instincts tell me. And I listen to my excuses. I need to hear what they're saying to me and then listen deeper. Don't just want to hear the words. I want to know why. Why in this moment does an excuse come up? Is it because I'm comfortable in the chair watching TV? Or is this an excuse that's coming up when I feel led to do something that is outside of my comfort zone? And what is it stopping me from accomplishing? What is it that I've asked for? Because what we pray for starts to show up. It just never honestly shows up in the package that we maybe envision. But when you're asking, and you're asking in a pure heart, and you're asking from a space of becoming, well, then that's what starts to happen. And a lot of the things we go through is the path to our becoming. See, this may be a little off subject, but I feel like I really need to share it. There is amazing talk right now about manifesting stuff and how to become a master manifester and all of this stuff we're talking about. But there's a big difference in becoming and gaining stuff. And we can use all the visualization techniques and all of that stuff to get things, to grab accomplishments. But if we don't do it from a healing soul level, those things will be fleeting. And they also could possibly turn back around and bite us and harm us. Because we don't get in life what we want. We get in life who we are. So what we put out there, truly, at a level that we can't really see, which involves our excuses, it involves our belief systems, it involves what we say to ourselves, it involves what we say about ourselves, it involves who we hang around with, it involves our money, it involves our relationships, it involves all of that. And there's a beauty in like really understanding who you are, past your thoughts, past your emotions, past your past actions, past your current actions. And it's about becoming the human being that naturally attracts those external things or people to us. And so when we talk about like being on a healing journey and creating a strategy around what our initial instincts to do, like you guys have heard this many times when I tell my story about my recovery story, my last moments, there were a couple deals that I made with myself. And one of those deals was that anything that I thought to do in any situation, I was just going to do the opposite. Because I had proven to myself over and over and over again that the decisions that I would make in certain moments and reactions that I would have to different life stimuli would always bring me back to that same dark, lonely space. Because I had this deeper belief system about myself is that I was God's little joke. That I couldn't do anything right, that I was all confused on the inside, that I had been placed here basically just to suffer. And I'm so grateful that since making those deals with myself, you know, I was going to be brutally honest because all I could do was lie. You know, I had lived that life so long in that space of survival that all I felt like I could do was lie. And I would do it before I even realized I was doing it. So I said to myself, I'm going to tell the truth, even if it's harsh, it may hurt somebody's feelings, but I got to go all in. And later on down the line, I came up with my third non-negotiable, which was no more excuses. Excuses are just lies. Excuses are procrastination tools that is a self-sabotaging tool. And I can make excuses for staying the same for my entire life. And as long as they make sense to me, they're going to keep me chained to the place that I just don't want to live in anymore. And there was something about me from a young, very young age, and even going all the way through, you know, my active coping mechanisms, all those years of being just down and out, I knew I was a different person on the inside. Like I knew somehow, some way that there was this amazing person on the inside of me. But I had built so many walls of protection around all of that and reached for so many external things to create happiness within me that I was so guarded that I didn't know how to get to that place, to that person, to let that person become. And those three decisions, those three intentions, those three non-negotiables are really the reason I sit here today in a space where I feel like I am so much more in touch with my own true authentic self than I've ever been in my life. And it's far more than I ever imagined. But I made and used excuses like clockwork for so many years. And one of those excuses is, you know, life can't be fun or exciting sober. Or I've wasted too many years in this to try to get sober or get into recovery now. Like, what's my life going to even look like? It's not going to be fun. It's not going to be this. Oh, I can't do 12 steps. 12 steps don't work for me. So there was always an excuse to keep me chained to suffering. There's always that there was always something to keep me there, chained there. But the more I started creating strategy and awareness around my excuses, around my belief systems, really started working on a healing capacity deep within myself, the more I became introduced to myself. And I'm grateful for that. But I'm going to tell you, we're being shaken up right now. There's a lot going on. There is a lot going on right now, not only within us and our own personal lives, but there's a lot going on in the world. And it can give you this fear that can cause all of those survival excuses and that procrastination to come to the surface, because it can feel so big that we just don't know what to do or where to start. There are so many different areas of my life right now that are being shaken into some drastic change. And a lot of the change is so big that I'm in the midst of it and I don't even realize how big it is. Some of the stuff, and I've been going through this now since the beginning of this year. And in all honesty, I felt like this big shift and change actually began in 2021. And so there's also so many of us going through this on such a great personal level that if we're lending ourselves to the outside world to start continue to feed us their fear, we can become so overwhelmed that we procrastinate our own healing. We sabotage our own places where we're being called to move out of this thing into this new and exciting thing, this part of the journey. Because I believe if we're in recovery, we are on what is considered the fool's journey. Well, it's the hero's journey in all actuality, but the hero's journey starts with the fool's journey. And all that means is really it's a new beginning. That I am completely have no comfort level within this new life at all. But when you're on a healing journey, what ends up happening is you start recreating the belief system that change is bad, that the unknown is scary, and it can become exciting. And it can happen just by you changing the word scary to exciting and doing that over and over and over and over again. But to even get to a space where that starts to feel natural, we first have to really sit back and start asking ourselves the deeper questions. When the excuse comes up, ask it, what is your message? What is your message? You know, what is the underlying thought process and the underlying emotion that lies within this excuse? And I think if you're even beginning to do that, even if you follow the excuse out and you don't do the thing that the excuse is trying to stop you from doing, even if you don't do that, we have to start at awareness. Everything begins with awareness. We cannot fix something we are unaware is an issue. And we are a human collective that is walking around with great internal issues. Even if you lived the most perfect childhood on earth, we have all just come out of and are still feeling the feelings of a worldwide pandemic. Our world shut down, inundated with fear. Then the division came. Then the fighting came. Then experimental medications. And many people were rattled to their core. And we saw them come out and begin to express that. It's been expressed in hate. It's been expressed in relapse. It's been expressed in major health issues. It's being expressed in our financial systems. And it's lending itself to a blanket of fear that is really hard to even escape from. And the only way that you can be the least affected by that is to take yourself out of the things that you cannot control, to take yourself out of the situations that are beyond your job title, and begin to deal with the things that are within your grasp and control or space to begin to work on. Because I realize I can't change traffic patterns, but I can damn sure change how I react to traffic patterns. I can choose to harm myself in those moments, or I can choose to expand myself in those moments. When I am in a situation where one of those outside, situations, I guess, are kind of meeting me at a personal level, I can choose to react in a way that is going to be harmful for me and possibly somebody else. Or I can choose to move aside the excuses that I give myself. Yeah, well, I know I should see this person or this group of people as human, but this is affecting me on a daily basis. That becomes an excuse for me not to step into a space where I identify what my fears are surrounding that and embrace this new opportunity, this new experience. At my work, there's been a whole system. There's only one way for us to get to and from work, which means we have to take a ferry over to the island to begin our work. And then we have certain times we have to take ferries back. And the whole system has now changed. And for the first couple days, my mind just was completely obsessed with how hard this is going to be and how I'm going to have to give it up and what I'm going to have to do and what's happening right now. Like, I just started a business. What's going on? What's going on? And I had to realize there was a time in my life that I, in the belief system of God's little joke, that I would have believed this was a spiritual attack upon me. And every time I try to do something and successful, something comes in and stops me. And all of those things. It is so tempting to feel that way, to energize that emotion. But as you grow, you back up and have a different perspective. And you start to realize, and as you heal, you start to realize that you don't have to be afraid of this situation. once you truly understand that you really are a co-creator in your life, and that comes through your, you know, emotional and thought responses and what you say, you know, that's once you realize that's who you are in the world, then you realize that the power belongs to you, not to be in response or give the excuses, or because in those cases, excuses are just backing up an old belief system. There's backing up fear. And we don't need any extra help to make fear bigger. And we can truly, 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 you know, back up and start to look at ourselves and answer those questions of what is this stopping me from accomplishing? How can I see this as exciting versus seeing it as scary? And even if I do see it as scary, how can I feel healthy fear? Because we got to understand that there's healthy fear and unhealthy fear. Unhealthy fear takes over your life and takes all of your power. If you spend your time, you know, absorbed, say, in front of the news, and you spend your time absorbed with that all the time, then that becomes what takes your power. Because now when you go out into the world, you're reacting from that place of fear that has just been almost subconsciously programmed the entire time you're there. And there are many people that can watch the news and all of that stuff and not lend themselves to that. But I think past a certain minute, there are people that are just obsessive with it. And it's become obsessive, and they don't even realize they're giving their power over to situations that ultimately they have no control over. And ultimately what it's doing is stealing time and energy away from your life to be able to move within your life and help create the type of life you truly want. When we stay focused on the negative parts of our life, and we just know always what we don't want, but we never actually spend time in the space of what we do want, then there's not a lot of room to move in there. There's just not a lot of room to take care of yourself in those spaces. And by making yourself some non-negotiables, like no excuses, then you honestly begin to take your energy from outside of you and you bring it in and you start to control how you see your life. Because it's not so much your life that changes, but it's your perception of the life that you live that is the most profound change. And I'm grateful that I'm still doing all of this type of work. Because I tell you today, the fact that the amount of control that I have over how I experience my life is mind-blowing. I was like a leaf in the wind growing up. It was never exampled to me that you create your happiness. It was, you know, so I had no idea. I was just a victim to life. And so everything that would happen would create or reiterate a belief system that I have no control here. And so it naturally lends itself to move into places of substance use disorder, you know, or you know, it lends itself to other areas of life where you don't feel any control. And we can back up and see how all of that draws on itself. Then we can realize how powerful it is when you change your life from the inside out. Don't give yourself an excuse not to be happy in your life where you are. You don't have to have all the things that maybe you think you do to be present in order for you to find joy and happiness in your life right now. And then that compounds off of each other and you create more. And I just want to say that excuses hold us back from realizing that. It holds us back from stepping into the places that will take us into the life that we've asked for or are dreaming for. There are many of us out here and many of you that will listen to this that you're in the space where you're absolutely clear on what you feel your purpose in this world is. You're absolutely clear on the type of life that you want to live. You're absolutely clear on who you want to become. And this is part of it. Like the stuff that we go through, the changes that are happening, you know, the relationships that are maybe going away from you, or, you know, the up-leveling that you lost your job. And it seems like, you know, there's a choice in the moment that you can see yourself as the victim, or you can see this as another step on your path. Because we will make an excuse to stay in comfort. But if what something's meant for you, it's coming for you. And you may excuse yourself out of it once or twice or for 22 years, but it's going to make itself known in your life. And you can avoid a lot of suffering, because suffering too is a choice. If you haven't seen the episode that I did with Dr. Tracy Kimball, I would urge you to go back and see that. It's from, I think, like 3 weeks ago, you know, where she's talking about having your hand on this stove and other people see, you know, you're in all this pain, but you don't really realize that you have a choice to pull your hand up. See, pain is natural. Pain is the most natural agent to change. It is many times the only way we as human beings will actually do something different is when the pain becomes too great. So pain has a purpose. Suffering is a choice. Because we can choose to stay focused and looking at that area that we feel our great loss in, or the life we led, or all the mistakes we made. We can spend time staring at that and just suffer for its loss. We can just suffer for the way that it turned out. Or we can take our hand off of that and just realize and remind ourselves, pain has a purpose, and I'm going to trust this purpose is unfolding. I'm going to trust that this is part of my hero's journey. I'm going to trust that this is leading me to something better. And just in those moments, you feel your entire nervous system, your entire body reacts different to those two scenarios. And when you feel lighter and happier, you bring that back to you. And so that's what I want to give you this week. I want to ask you to ask those deeper questions. Ask those deeper questions. You know, what is this excuse keeping me from? You know, is this fear or is this comfort? If it's fear, ask it deeper. If it's comfort, make the decision. Maybe you don't feel like getting out of the chair and taking out the trash, but you'll do it. You'll do it in an hour. And if it's fear, ask that excuse. What are you masking? What are you masking? What is this fear really about? What does this really look like? And how can I see it in a different way? Is there another perspective to have here? And you don't have to let your mind start trying to answer those questions. Just ask them and go about your day and watch how life begins to unfold the answers to your questions. I used to believe that I used to be a part of the grind culture. If that makes sense. The part that had a dream, was very clear about it, and just relentlessly worked, always on my grind. And that until I started realizing that I was really working against myself, even though there was a lot coming my way that looked like I was on the right path and what I was supposed to do, because all this stuff was coming back into me that was reinforcing that this grind culture works. But what I lost while being a part of the grind culture was I lost the ability to care for myself. I lost the ability to do my own inner work and healing. I started realizing that some of the stuff I was sharing was stuff that I wasn't even completely, didn't have good complete knowledge of. Because when you're on a healing journey, it goes in stages. You know, all the things, forgiveness is in stages. It's not a one and done. So growth happens in stages. And when you're on grind culture, you share yourself out of work. You share yourself out of authentic content, to be honest. You share yourself out of authentic content. And in the meantime, the grind has been taking you away from you. Away from you being able to go into it. And really do that work. And so you start to feel empty. And you're out there. And you give yourself all the excuses. Because inside of you, you know that you should back away from this for a little while. Because you know you're starting to feel not as authentic as you did when you started. And everything's shifting and changing. But the excuses will tell you, that can't be right. That can't be right. Because look, the world's given me back what grind culture says is the reward for all of this. And so we have to start to become aware in our lives, and we've got to be aware of our excuses and where we're giving them and how they're holding us back from that greater purpose. How they are, you know, we're being shaken into the answers of your prayers, but because it doesn't look the way you think it should, it then we dismiss it or we excuse our way out of it. So ask those questions this week, you know, in every moment, and just try to be aware. Set an intention in the morning. I'm going to be aware where I am giving excuses anywhere. To another person, to myself, whatever it is. I'm going to be aware of my excuses today. And then go about your business. And start to see what comes up. And I would love for you to come back to this video and comment anything that you actually, anything that you really come up with. Anything, if you see anything. And if you expose the lie of an excuse even one time this week, I don't care for how small it is. Please come back to this video and leave it in the comment, because I'm so interested in what resonates with you all. I'm very interested in what you're going through and interested in knowing how best to serve on this platform, to be honest. And so I just want to hear from you. So please put your comments in there. You know, let me know what's being shaken up for you in this time. Are you in a time of great change? Are you feeling fear? Are you walking through it anyway? Let me know, because I'm so interested. I'm so interested. But I appreciate you spending this time with me tonight. You know, that's pretty much all I've got for tonight. I'm super grateful again and astonished to be able to share in a capacity like this. I'm grateful to be alive right now. I'm grateful for my recovery. And I cannot honestly say, I couldn't say I'm grateful for my recovery if I was not also grateful for my addiction, for my dangerous coping mechanisms. And so I'm grateful to know myself today. And I hope that you will take the time, or if you're already in that space, to be grateful for knowing yourself today. And it doesn't matter if you're in day one of your recovery process. It's not, it doesn't matter if you're in day one of your healing journey. You know, it doesn't matter if you're still in the midst of your acting coping mechanism, because recovery begins before abstinence. Please understand that and know that. It begins before, you know, you're worth it, and welcome. Welcome to this. And I pray that it becomes all that, you know, that this journey becomes all that and more that you could ever think of and imagine. You're so worth it. And I just want you to know that from someone who never felt worth it. I know that I'm worth it today. And I know you are too. So in case no one's told you today how amazing you are, how much courage it takes to be you and to step into this world as yourself and whatever capacity that is, you know, in case somebody's told you that they love you today, I love you. I believe in you. I see you. And I thank you for being you in this world right now. All right. So I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you, Pam, for always being here. And so freaking awesome to me. Like, this woman is just a blessing in my life. Thank you all so much for all that you do to help keep this podcast going. Again, you can help support us by following us on TikTok at Recovery Soul Food and Instagram at Recovery_Soul Food, for following Lona Curry on Facebook, for getting over there and getting hooked up with the Recovery Revolution Live family. We're on that hiatus right now, trying to figure out how we're going to come back, you know, just better and stronger and just with more enriching content for you over there. So shout out to my co-host, Brett, the amazing Red Beard, Jason Rudine, my amazing friend and brother. Oh, I'm so grateful for that guy. Ashley Grimes, the beautiful Ashley Grimes, the advocate of all advocates. She is an ally to all, a beautiful human. And we all know J.R. Weaver, who is just living his best life every single day. He's a beautiful example of everything we've been talking about here. You can change your world. You can change your life, but you got to change you first. You can also consider becoming a monthly supporter to help us keep growing and growing at www.anchor.fm/recovery soul food. Click on the support tab, either pick a monthly donation package from $5 to $10 a month, or you can do a one-time gift there as well. I'm sure it just helps keep this going. Platforms cost money, but you know what? I'll do it anyway for as long as I can, no matter what. But it helps. All right. Remember, you can pick up Pamela Topchian's book, I Didn't Come This Far to Only Come This Far, on Amazon. Type in Pamela Topchian. Also, make sure that you pick up Peg O'Connor's book, Higher and Friendly Powers, The 12-Step Philosophy of William James. It's an amazing book at PegO'ConnorAuthor.com. You can also follow her at The Sober Philosopher on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. She's an amazing human being, and so are you. So I thank you so much for letting me come and talk to you and just share parts of me and parts of my world with you. It's amazing. I want y'all to have the most amazing and blessed week you've ever had, because you choose to. Because remember, no matter what, you can get up from your give up, and you can create a life you love. I'm Reverend LC, and I'll see you next week. I love you all.